Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lyrics Unwrapped, the podcast which analytically breaks down the best rap lyrics of all time, explaining the hidden meaning and genius of each bar. I'm your host, Chandler So, and I just want to take this moment to apologize for not uploading this sixth episode for a couple of months now. Yeah, it's been around 6 months. I'm sorry about that. If you like my content and you want more of it, please let me know on Instagram, Facebook. You guys are the motivation to create this content. So when I don't hear anything from you guys, I run out of motivation. Life gets in the way. I pick up other things. I pick up other hobbies. I get busy just doing other bullshit. And I don't commit the time to create cool things like this podcast. Like, I know I should. And it actually kind of gives me anxiety, and it's constantly on my mind. I'm always thinking about this podcast, thinking about what should I use for my next episode? How am I going to make my next episode better? How am I going to improve? How am I going to put out better things? Get back on it, Chandler. Get back on that fucking horse and ride that bitch into the sunset. I know I need to get after this shit. I love it. If you guys love it, let me know. If you don't love it, I don't know why you're on the sixth episode listening, but hey, fuck with me, famo. I don't know. What the fuck? Say whatever you want. Come into my DMs. Call me a bitch. I don't give a damn, boy. But today's episode is quite spicy. Quite spicy indeed. This is my third time recording it for you guys. I recorded it twice in October and was unsatisfied with both of those recordings. So I took some time off. I read up more on speaking, podcasting, and done a fuckload of research on audio, engineering, mixing, etc. So my voice will come to you super crisp, clean, not annoying, etc., etc. I bought myself a pair of studio monitoring headphones so I can re-listen to my podcast and make sure I'm delivering the best possible sound to you guys. So with this little intro out of the way, let's hop into the second health bar of my intro, the second part of my intro, which is talking about the show notes. Did you know I have show notes online on my website, chandlerso.com? Again, that is Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, so T as in Tom, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, .com. I put up the lyrics, I put up links to the song, and I even include recommendations of other songs by the rappers I talk about in my show notes. So I put up a song for Tobe Ningwe. In this episode, we're talking about upcoming Texan rapper Tobe Ningwe. He's killing it, and I want to give him some support, put the spotlight on him because he completely deserves it. So I'll put up a song of his in my show notes, and then on top of that, I'll put up an additional two songs that I'm recommending you go listen to. I'm recommending, hey man, I love this guy. If you like him too, if you heard the lyrics that I'm about to talk about and you're like, man, this guy gets it, he's dope, I'm gonna go listen to more of his ish. I got recommendations for you, famo. Again, the website's chandlerso.com. However, if you just Google Lyrics Unwrapped, the name of the podcast, just put it into Google, the first link that will probably come up will be something like lyrics-unwrapped.simplecast.com, and you can find all my show notes on that website as well. Lastly, the third health bar of this intro is again, follow me on Facebook and Instagram, message me about rap, about podcasts, just tell me the songs you want me to cover, tell me the rappers you want me to cover. Let me know if you hate what I'm doing, love what I'm doing, have any suggestions, and yeah, come through. I'd love to talk about it. And let's hop into it. I'm really excited to be doing this again. I've taken a long break, but that entire time I've been listening to music nonstop and developing an even more analytical approach and a deeper... I don't even know how to phrase it, man. I've just been a fucking surgeon when it comes to the songs, dude. With these new studio headphones, with just how much attention I'm paying to music, how much attention I'm paying to what's going on in the scene, to all these other people I've been finding and listening and dissecting. I'm really in the zone, man. I'm really coming at it with a very deep, insightful, and intellectual approach to the lyricism and how it comes through. So, with that said, I'm also very excited to do something for the first time ever on this podcast, which is say, fuck copyright, because I'm pretty sure under Creative Commons law, I'm allowed to do this. But I'm going to play you the snippets of the song that I will be covering in the podcast so you can hear it. So this next time when I'm like, man, like the lyrics are like, all right, but it's just the delivery and the way it comes through that the lyrics really pop and you just have to be there kind of thing. You don't have to fucking hear me say that and imagine it for yourself because I'm just going to deliver it the fucking thing on its own, man. You're going to get it all. And of course, it's not going to be as pure as if you just sit down and listen to the song from start to finish, right? That build up as the skeleton gets the meat and the veins and the skin, you get more of a whole product. You're not going to get that just listening to a snippet, but I will give you what I can. And that is this.
Systematic exploitation of vocabulary storage here to subsidize the market and supply chain shortage for the handover. Meet me at the clearing in the forest.
All right, that was pretty quick. I know this is just three bars I'm giving to you on this one. It's a beautiful three bars. Try to take it in once more.
Systematic exploitation of vocabulary storage here to subsidize the market and supply chain shortage for the handover. Meet me at the clearing in the forest.
So I'm not sure if you could tell, but at the very end of that 9 seconds of three bars, there's this little piano tap back and forth, right? And it's because they're about to go into a call and response between the lyricist and the instrumental and the instruments and the players and the musicians, because these guys, ASM, A State of Mind, come at you with such incredible instrumentals and musicians on their tracks. It's not a fucking heavy dude in a studio who hasn't seen the sun in 12 days, just producing on his mixing board all day long. Nah, ASM comes to you with recorded orchestras. They bring fucking orchestras in the booth and record them. They bring in jazz musicians in the booth with their bands and record them and work together with them to create these beautiful, beautiful songs that I absolutely love. In fact, one of their coolest music videos, I would say by far their coolest music video. They have a couple of pretty cool ones. I wouldn't say they're the best in terms of music videos. By the way, I love music videos. Don't even get me started on that topic. Anyways, reverting to what I'm trying to say is ASM's coolest music video is them on a boat in like the Greek ocean, dude. The fucking, oh, the Mediterranean Sea. It's so pretty right off the coast of like somewhere like Greece or Italy. It's so pretty. It's so beautiful. And they're on this fucking boat with a goddamn orchestra, a whole ass orchestra, DJ, composer. Dude, it's fucking packed, man. You don't even have any room whatsoever. It's so packed with instruments, you know. There's like $9,000 cellos and violins on board. That thing goes down. The people are the least expensive part of that fucking thing. I'm telling you, those instruments, beautiful. Awesome. So they're incredible. They dropped this album recently called Color Wheel. I highly recommend you go take a listen to it. This is off of that album. Everything about it is brilliant, right? To their naming conventions, their subject matter that they talk about in each song. It's super, super cool. I've been ranting about fucking these guys for like 16 minutes now, and I haven't even talked about the lyrics. This is a lyrics podcast. What the hell, Chandler? Let's dive into it. Systematic exploitation of vocabulary storage here to subsidize the market in supply chain shortage for the handover. Meet me at the clearing in the forest. Sick, sick. You heard how fucking smooth he was when he's delivering it. I think you need to listen to it one more time. I think you need to get it one more time. Boom. So good. He has very long words in his rap. Multisyllabic words are actually entirely another ball game in terms of the rap, in terms of rapping. It's very difficult to rap long words with a lot of syllables in it and include them into a rap song. in a seamless, smooth, good sounding way. And he absolutely murders this shit. Systematic exploitation of vocabulary. Those are all long words. Subsidize. Shortage. He could do it perfect. It sounds so smooth, so graceful, so hard. I love it. Let's talk about the messaging of the lyrical content now. Systematic exploitation of vocabulary storage. He's systematically, which means he's programmed to do this. He's done it so many times. He's such an expert at it. It's not haphazard. It's systematic. He's a surgeon. He gets it. He's an expert. Systematic exploitation. What is he exploiting so perfectly well? Vocabulary storage. He has this storage of vocabulary. His brain is a fucking dictionary. Fuck Eminem, all right? Eminem might be on the toilet reading that dictionary, right? Anyone casually reference, let me know. Message me, talk to me about that reference. It's a good one. It's a very popular one. And Eminem might be on the toilet reading the dictionary, but this rapper from ASM, he has that shit memorized. He stopped reading that when he was in grade school, kid. Why are you still reading the dictionary? You don't have all 62,000 words memorized? What? Dude, don't even come at him. He's so good. So, systematic exploitation of his vocabulary storage. He's here to subsidize the market in supply chain shortage. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? What the fuck? That's so insane. Here to subsidize the market. A subsidy is money given to people, businesses, etc., to help them with their business. So the market, the rap market, he's supplying a subsidy to the rap market. The rap market is all the rappers out there, all these whack vocalists who don't know shit about lyrics, who don't know shit about the rap game. He's here to give them a free handout so they could compete in this dog eat dog economy of rap. Sick. Dope. Love the concept and love the delivery of it. Systematic exploitation of vocabulary storage here to subsidize the market in supply chain shortage. Oh my goodness gracious, golly, oh my, if you're an economist, you're listening to this in your car, home, or wherever, your boner is fucking grandiloquent right now. God damn. It's magnificent. It's standing loud and proud and smiling from ear to ear, from balls to ball. This shit is sick. It's so cool. Hey, right now, if you think I'm cussing a lot, talking about a lot of bad, rude things, this is a rap podcast. Rap talks about a lot of heavy things. And they come through with some pretty vulgar language. So I'm sorry if you're disliking it. I could tone it down, but this is rap we're still talking about. Anyways, supply chain shortage, right? Supply chain shortage, change, chain. It's a play on words. You can read this two ways. Supply chain shortage. In the supply chain, you're talking about producing of things. Let's talk about Apple's iPhone supply chain. So when Apple goes to create an iPhone, they need to get the glass for the screen. They need the electronics inside. You're talking about video chips. You're talking about processors, RAM chips. You need camera equipment, right? You need little lenses and focusing, stuff like that. You have the software aspects of it as well. You need the metal for the casing, the outer shell of the iPhone. All of these come from different places. And as it gets put together, it goes through many different hands. Many different companies give them the product, right? And then when the iPhone's made, and now it needs to come over from China to wherever you are. Say you're in America, where I am. It needs to come over to America, right? And then it goes into a store. And all these are steps in the supply chain. So he's out here giving you the subsidy for the whole supply chain because the supply chain has a shortage of the vocabulary and he's giving it to you. But also think about this supply chain shortage,
right? The other way you could read it. Chain as in whips and chains, right? Chain. And then change as in Obama's change. Supply change shortage. So he's going to change the shortage of the supply of vocabulary in the rap market. He's going to change that. He's supplying you with this good vocab. Fucking use it. I'm looking at you, little Uzi Vert. Open a dictionary. Don't. Just listen to ASM and take some of his vocab. He's giving it to you for free. We're only in the second bar. The third bar is really quick. Here to subsidize the market in supply chain shortage for the handover. Meet me at the clearing in the forest. He's just wrapping it up together, you know. You need the bars. Come meet in the forest. Come meet me at the clearing in the forest. Kind of mystical. The song's a very mystical song, man. It really, really is. It's ethereal. It dances. It's a great song. I love it. Wow. I promise it won't take that long for to explain three bars ever again. Again, ASM Champagne. The name of the song was Champagne. Whew, bubbly. Go listen to the album, Color Wheel. ASM, A State of Mind, Color Wheel. Incredible stuff. I would cover... You know what? I could fucking make my podcast. The next 30 episodes of this podcast could be entirely bars from that album by itself. And I would be more than content doing that because they are so good. It's incredible. However, speaking about this podcast is brought to you by NPR's podcast, Hidden Brain. Hidden Brain is an exceptional podcast where Sean Curvidante, the host of it, explains very fascinating, philosophical, and more than often, neuro and psychological concepts of the human race and how we all interact in this thing we call a society. NPR, nor Hidden Brain, nor anyone involved have reached out to this podcast or even know of its existence and have never given me any money whatsoever. I just like to give you an example of what a possible ad could look like on my website. And also, if you are a podcast listener, you like podcasts, congratulations, you're very cool. And if you're in the mood for a more educational podcast, I highly suggest going to listen to NPR's Hidden Brain. I think people need to better understand humans and understand human nature. The better you understand human nature, the less problems you have with other people because you understand why it is people are behaving the way they are. It allows you to not be upset and frustrated when people do things you don't understand because boom, now you understand it. It allows you to manipulate them in certain ways. Come on, don't manipulate them in bad ways. Manipulate them for the better, you know? You have to break bad news to people. Give it to them in a good way. Don't break it to them in a bad way, all right? That's manipulation, one, but do it for good. Be a good person in this society. So, go listen to it. This is a kind of educational, more entertainment podcast, in my opinion. If you think it's entertainment entirely, let me know. If you think it's purely educational, let me know. I'd love to hear what you guys think about this podcast. But definitely check them out, you know, if you have a very long drive, say you're going from state to state or from country to country in a very long drive, put on some educational stuff. At the end of a work day, if your brain's mush and you just want to listen to some entertainment, all for it. Don't blame you. The next song, Hieroglyphics. The next song, Hieroglyphics, Seven Sixes. This song is very, very cool. It's seven different rappers spit six bars at a time. And the verse we're taking from is Del the Funky Homo Sapiens. Insane verse from this song. Again, Hieroglyphics, Seven Sixes, Del the Funky Homo Sapiens verse. Let's get it. You know how it is. We're listening to the actual verse now on this podcast. So enjoy. Oh. Welcome, all vulnerable vocalists.
playlist. Visualize vivid wordplay in my vortex. Virtually, no verse will be venting over me. They vapor. My verbal voltage vanquishes parental advisory. Vamoose, I'll pick your vitality. Vindictive with voodoo. Valiantly save the virgin from the viper. Vanglorious viper. All the volcanic violence of vessel gets violated over the fam. Voracious, vivacious. Veto your village voice. Void your vibration. Vultures got me virgin on vomiting. They fishfulness.
The wishfulness. Wow. That shit is so nuts. You're just listening to it, right? You're on like the first bar, maybe on the second bar, maybe on the third bar, and it hits you. And you're like, wait, is he doing what he's going, huh? Holy shit. Del, what are you, bruh. Oh my God. You guys got it, right? You guys understood what he was doing on that verse. Verse. He was welcoming all vulnerable vocalists. Visualize vivid verb play in his vortex on that verse. Coming through with that assonance. Alliteration? Assonance? Dude, it's been a long time since I took a poetry class. One of the two. So many V sounds coming through on this verse. And the insane part is it makes sense. And it makes a lot of sense. And on top of that, he has some nuts bars too in this motherfucker. Let's dive into it. So incredible. I love poetic aspects like alliteration and assonance. And he pulls it off incredibly well with a letter that's very, very difficult to do. How many V words do you know? About 20, all because of Delafunko Homo Sapien, but if I said this 2 seconds ago before you listened to it, you'd have been like, vagina, and like you would have gotten none. But this motherfucker probably was up a fortnight just riding the straight, drunk off a Red Bull. He's insane. Welcome, all vulnerable vocalists. All right, you vulnerable vocalists, welcome to Delafunky Homo Sapiens verse. Visualize vivid verb play in my vortex. So he's able to visualize vivid, bright, beautiful verb play in his vortex. In his vortex is like his realm. Maybe he's referring to his mind. Either way, it's super cool. But what's even cooler is that play on words, word play, verb play. Visualize vivid word play. It's typically word play. That's the phrase that we're all familiar with, but he replaces it with verb play, which makes sense. Verb play is kind of like word play because a verb is just an action word and he's fucking playing off the verbs. That's sick. And it fits into the man, this guy's dope. Virtually no verse will be vinning over me. I love this. Virtually no verse will be. That's an internal rhyme. Virtually verse will be. Beautiful. Over me. Not as perfect as an internal rhyme, but still you have the E, Li, B, me. But virtually is a two-syllable rhyme. And he has another verse will be. That's another two-syllable rhyme. Internal. Sick shit. And I love it when people do this. I love when creatives just go whole Shakespeare on this bitch and create their own word. Verse will. It's not verse will. It's versal. He makes it into a contraction. Verse will is how it should have been if it's grammatically correct. But he's like, nah. Fuck that. I need this to flow better. So he makes the will into a contraction. So it's a versal. And you still get it. You still understand. No verse will be. Like, it's sick. Vinin is winning. He just replaces the V with the, or the W with the V. And if you think about it, right? That's not a W. That's a double V, man. Look at that bitch on that paper. Look at the W in that paper. Those are two sharp points. That looks more like a V to me. This double V, he just took one of the Vs off. Now it's a V. Now it's venom, baby. Let's go. They vapor. The verse will be venom over me. They vapor. No other rapper's verse will win him over. He vaporizes them. My verbal voltage vanquishes. It means his verbal voltage, his words have such electricity to them. They just melt and burn and fry everything that comes into contact with it, because the fucking things it comes into contact with, from these other rappers is so lame, it can't ever even keep up and compete and just gets beaten down by Del the Funky Homo Sapiens' insane words. Parental advisory, vamoose, I'll vic your vitality. Parental advisory, warning, murder, warden, don't let your kids see this murder about to go down. Vamoose, get out of here. I'll vic your vitality. I'll wick your vitality. Again, it's a double U. I mean, a double V. Take away one of the Vs. Now you got vic your vitality. And vic your vitality, wick your vitality. Steal your health. Steal your life force. Vindictive with voodoo. He's vengeful with voodoo. Vindictive means he's revengeful, vengeful. Voodoo, sorcery. Look up voodoo if you want to know what voodoo is. I'm not here to explain it. Valiantly save the virgin from the viper. Valiantly save the virgin from the viper. Now this line, all right. This line could have a few meanings, but I'm going to tell you the way that I want to believe it is meant to mean. I 100% know this is not the intended meaning of this line. But think about it this way. Save the virgin from the viper. Viper is a snake. What else is a snake? What else is a snake? Penis. That's right. That's right, motherfuckers at home. Penis. You know, they call it like a pant snake. I've heard of a penis being referred to as a snake on a number of times, so many times. If you're at home just shaking your head like, what? I've never heard that. Get on the internet. Get out of your house. Turn off the Fox News, you boomer. Like, if anything, that's like an older term too. So never mind. You boomers probably got that instantly. Snake's a penis. Viper, snake, penis. Viper's a penis. Save the virgin from the penis. Del the Funky Homo Sapien out here, white knight, and protecting the frail, weak virgins of the world from the filthy, venomous penises. He's keeping that good family value in contact. You know, save yourself for marriage. I 100% know that's not what that line is about, but prove me wrong otherwise. What else could valiantly save the virgin from the viper mean? Is it a biblical reference that I'm totally missing? Is he a hero of some sort? I'm not getting it. I think he's really just full on believing in chastity and purity of the human soul with regards to sexual intercourse. Tell me I'm wrong. Vainglorious, wide world of volcanic violence. Vainglorious, wide world of volcanic violence. Just an insane world out there. Your vessel gets violated over the realm. Again, just like really more kind of sexual speech of, I don't even know how to put this. It's kind of like purity, non-Catholic Christianity, save yourself from marriage kind of speak. Your vessel gets violated over the realm. Vessel gets violated. It sounds like your body's getting touched in bad places. I would really say that he's talking metaphorically about you. Whatever rapper tries to step to him gets overwhelmed over the realm, violated over the realm. I think it's overwhelmed, kind of play off of words. Over the realm, over the realm. I don't know what else over the realm could mean. But he's just saying like any rapper that steps to him gets destroyed, volcanic violence, vessel gets violated. Voracious, vivacious. Voracious is like a voracious eater, very intense, aggravated, very passionate, maybe even Vivacious is also very passionate and full of life. Vito, your village voice. He's saying that any rapper that comes to him has a village voice. It means plain, boring, average, unintelligent, not really standing out. Village voice. Very cool metaphor. I'm not sure if that's a used phrase or not. I'm not sure if that's a common phrase in the English lexicon, maybe prior centuries ago. I'm not sure where he picked this up, but if it's entirely a Della Funky Homo sapien creation, which I'm inclined to believe, then that is a super cool metaphor. Village voice. That's sick. Void your vibration. You know, you're vibing. You got your vibes. You got your vibration. And you're like, yeah, man, this is my vibes. Feel me, dude. I'm a sick rapper. This entire voice is just pretty much shitting on other rappers. I don't know if you got that. I should have probably prefaced this whole speech with that. But yeah, this verse is entirely shitting on other rappers, saying they can't compete with him. And it's very clear as to why, because his lyrics are in another dimension. Void your vibration so your vibes are put to a halt, because your vibes are shit with your village voice. Vultures got me virgin on vomiting they wishfulness. Vultures, he's calling these other rappers vultures, as in someone who steals from dead and like eats the dead, and pretty much just taking his clout, taking his smarts, his genius, and stuff like that. All these vultures got him on the verge of vomiting, making him about to throw up because of how disgusting their behavior is. They wishfulness. Yeah, this verse is fucking nuts. Absolutely love it. What a great verse. Yeah, that's Del the Funky Homo Sapiens, 7-6's verse when he was in hieroglyphics. I think now, I don't know where he's at now. He's still making music and it's still pretty good. I'm a big fan of Del's. He's sick. He's sick. So for this last song, I'm very excited. I think when I wrote this script and I first performed it in October, Tobe Ningwe was a little bit more underground and he's starting to really blow up, and it's crazy. When I found Tobe from a fellow coworker, a fellow colleague at work, he was averaging like 20,000 to maybe 50,000 views per YouTube video. Very few, right? Horribly underground. And now he's front and center. He's performing at the BET Awards and stuff like that. He's getting millions and millions of views online, and it's entirely fucking dope. I love it. I respect it. He deserves it all. I'm a big fan. So this is one of the first songs, if not the first song I listened to from him. And I knew just going into it. I knew very early on after listening to this song, as I'm listening to the song, maybe 30 seconds into the song, I'm like, wait, this guy's a legend. You just found the Holy Grail in the desert, man. How the fuck did you find this guy? He's like 10,000 views on YouTube. He's insane. He's really good. Incredible. He wasn't a diamond in the rough. There's nothing rough about this guy. He was just a diamond that was buried in the dirt, because it's hard to get out the dirt. But this boy, he's coming out the dirt. He's incredible. This, again, is Tobe Ningwe. The song name is Fuego. Check him out online. But if not, at least listen to him right now on this podcast. Let's go.
In the SWAT or the West, every bar spit is for people oppressed. I need every penny, won't settle for less. Trash on the radio really keep me abreast of what the current thought for manipulation is in my community. Astronomical coonery, fancy cars and jewelry don't influence me. I think every hood need an annuity, or at least a solid year of jubilee. That's why I spit tips like gratuity in hopes to slow the rate of eulogies. Hell, I wish it was two of me. Truthfully, every label needs some scrutiny, cause musically they foolishly push buffoonery into the schools and we let them.
Oh my goodness. Did you guys feel that too? Is it just me? Am I the only one who, for the first time hearing that, was just blown away as to how good it sounds and how great he is as a rapper and as a performer and person who flows up on the microphone and just the lyrics he includes? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let's touch this bitch. Starts off with "In the SWAT or the West." Now, if any one of my listeners could please, please, please answer this question for me, I'm dying. I know Tobe is from Texas, and I think he's from Austin. I don't have that confirmed. But if I'm thinking Texas, and he keeps talking about the SWAT, my guess is it's Southwest Austin, Texas. Is that what SWAT stands for? Could anyone please answer this for me? I don't know what else it could stand for. He's obviously talking about where he's living in Texas. So SW, Southwest, and then the only other major city within Texas that begins with an A, Austin. I think it has to be Southwest Austin, Texas, right? So, and then he says, or the West, right? So he's either Southwest or he's in just straight West, which has to be pretty close. In the SWAT or the West, every bar I spit is for people oppressed. I need every penny, won't settle for less. That is the very, 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 very worst bar in this entire 10 out of 10 beautiful verse that he spits. I need every penny, won't settle for less. Pretend you never heard that. It doesn't exist. That bar does not exist in this. We're going to skip it. Every bar I spit is for people oppressed. Trash on the radio really keep me abreast of what the current tool for manipulation is in my community, astronomical coonery. I just need to take a second right now to talk about the word coonery. If you want me to explain that word, you are wrong, because I'm not going to explain it. I can't touch on it. I am not of that background in history and culture. I am purely here to admire the art. I can't talk on very deep subjects of what the word coonery means and how it's used in that community and how to. I know how I'm interpreting it, but I can't speak on their behalf. I'm not going to do that. So look it up on Google, reach out to some friends that you trust, and in a very heart-to-heart and honest way, you can talk to them about it, but don't ask me. Every bar I spit is for people oppressed. Makes sense. Trash on the radio really keep me abreast of what the current tool for manipulation is in my community. Trash on the radio really keep me abreast of what the current tool for manipulation is in my community. What he's saying here is that trash on the radio, the songs that get played on the radio, inform him, make him aware, keep him informed about what is manipulating his community. He is calling the shit music that is played on the radio manipulation of his community. And he's saying that this manipulation is astronomical coonery. Again, I know how I'm interpreting it, but take it for yourself. Very cool. That's what this verse is about. This verse is about how he believes the music people are listening to are oppressing them and manipulating them. The people in his community, his peers, his family, etc. He believes that they are being oppressed and manipulated by this trash music on the radio. He continues the sentiment. Fancy cars and jewelry don't influence me. I think every hood needed an annuity. Whew, I am just tongue twisted up right now. I don't know what's up with me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to keep trying to give you the good content. Oh my goodness. Fancy cars and jewelry don't influence me. Again, he's kind of taking some jabs at modern rap lyricism. That's what they talk about. Look, I could do this right off the top of my dome even. Maserati. Got the gold teeth in with the fucking hottie. Oh, she ratting shoddy. I'm out here going in and she acting so naughty. Oh my God, so easy. Doesn't that sound so generic? Doesn't that sound like something you heard before? Doesn't that sound just like every other rap song out there? Yeah, it does. And guess what? It don't influence Tobe. He sees right through that shit. And he thinks every hood needs an annuity. For those of you who haven't taken advanced economic and financial classes, let me explain. An annuity is a fixed sum paid every year. It's kind of like universal basic income. RIP, my boys in the gang gang. Think about it this way. Every year, you just get paid X amount of dollars. That's an annuity. Every year, you get $1,000. That's an annuity. I actually really, really, really like this bar. I really, really, really like this bar. I have a strong background in finance, and I love hearing professional lingo like this thrown around in a rap song. I love rap songs which really touch on and pull from the advanced technical worlds and industries outside of rap. And I don't know if I'm the only one who feels this way. I sometimes feel like I am, because there was this one time when I was in a car with someone and I had on some flame banger from McJenkins. McJenkins, again, an incredible rapper I absolutely adore. I think I covered him in my first... I think he was actually the first song from the first podcast I made. That's how much I love McJenkins. And as I was listening to the song with the other person in the car, McJenkins name drops some advanced medical thing, and I had no fucking clue what it was. It was like a medication or a disease or something to do with that. And I was in the car with this person who is a med student, a medical student studying medicine. And the med student heard the line and... just kind of, they weren't a fan of it. It was something very professional. It was something very obscure, or maybe not obscure, just very advanced in the medical field, this thing that McJenkins brought up. And I had no clue what it meant. I had zero clue what it meant. The med student 100% knew, 100% understood what was said and understood what they were referring to. They were able to repeat the line back to me even, and they said it correctly. I have the song pretty much memorized. I forget which song it is at this point, but I had the song pretty much memorized at the time because I listened to McJenkins so often, and I was like, yeah, that's the song. That's entirely it. And I asked them, like, do you like that? Like, I know you're a med student. Was that cool that they dropped that lingo? And they just didn't care for it. They actually really detested that bar because McJenkins used that term incorrectly. It wasn't said entirely perfectly in context correctly. It was somewhat right. He wasn't like referring to blood and calling it, I don't know, surgery or something. It wasn't like a world away. It was just like a slight misusage of that advanced medical topic. And because of it, the med student really detested that, as if they were spreading fake news. And I get that. Fake news isn't cool. I really am a advocate of abolishing fake news, or like, I'm really all for controlling fake news and stopping the spread of fake news, because I believe it is a significantly detrimental cancer on our society. So I understand not wanting fake news around. But at the same time, I thought it was so cool that he tried to use this advanced medical jargon in his speech, in his rap. I love it. I'm all for it. So when Tobe Ningwe is out here talking about annuities, all for it. I love that he's bringing up this untraditional stuff in the rap game, going out of his comfort zone to explore this new ish. I love that he's coming up with more clever, more deeper understanding, education related or expert related subject matter. It's great. It's really great. It continues. Fancy cars and jewelry don't influence me. I think every hood need an annuity or at least a solid year of jubilee. A jubilee is a celebration for special events like anniversaries. I might be wrong in this case, but that's the dictionary meaning. Maybe where Tobe's from, it might have a different meaning or it might be slang. I think he's just using it here to say good times and happiness. I think he's trying to say, or every hood needs an annuity or at least a solid year of happiness and good times. I think every hood needs an annuity or at least a solid year of jubilee. That's why I spit tips like gratuity. That one's pretty obvious. I think everyone has heard some sort of simile like that before. Spit tips like gratuity. A gratuity is a tip, right? You go out to a restaurant and you leave 15%, 20% if you're feeling generous to the waiter. You also do this at bars. And I'm saying you do this because you do this. You don't. Maybe if you're in Europe, you don't tip as much. I get that. But in America, these waiters, these servers, these hosts, whatever, whoever's getting the tip, they get paid horribly under minimum wage. They get paid like $2 an hour. And that's because they're expecting to make tips. So you tip your servers. There's not a conversation here. There really isn't a conversation here. There really isn't a debate here. It's just something you do. You tip your waiters. Please tip your servers. Unless the restaurant says to you, please no tipping. We have factored that into the bill, which is something I love. If you own a restaurant, please enforce this policy, remove tipping, and just pay your waiters, pay your servers, et cetera, a living wage. Thank you. It's a much better world when you do this. Ask the people over in Europe, they love it. And also the scientific studies show there's less discrimination. People are all happier overall. The only people who aren't happy are the very attractive white girls. Yeah, because there's a racial component to this, which is why I'm telling you to fucking like get rid of it. But the really pretty white girls who make a massive amount off of tips don't want you to take away tips. But the majority of people want you to. So don't be seduced by that one pretty girl when you have 10 other employees telling you to get rid of tips. Please get rid of tips in your restaurant. He's giving out useful information like it's money. That's why I spit tips like gratuity and hope to slow the rates of eulogies in hopes to slow the rates of eulogies. Let me flow this back for you one more time. And let me just hit you with this whole thing because it all rhymes so very well. Of what the current tool for manipulation is in my community, astronomical coonery, fancy cars and jewelry don't influence me. I think every hood needs an annuity or at least a solid year jubilee. That's why I spit tips like gratuity in hopes to slow the rate of eulogies. Hell, I wish there were two of me. Truthfully, every label needs some scrutiny because musically they foolishly push buffoonery into the schools and we let them. Do you see the brilliance in that wordplay? Those are three-syllable rhymes off of words that are entirely obscure from the English common language. You don't hear the word jubilee often, annuity often, gratuity, eulogy, scrutiny, buffoonery. The fuck? He's out here rhyming all of them. It's a three-syllable rhyme. Look at it. Jubilee, jubilee, eulogy. What? It's nuts. I mean, not all of them, like gratuity, gratuity, tuity, jubilee. Fucking crazy. This guy's insane. So again, what the song's talking about, he's spitting tips like gratuity. He's giving out information, useful information to the people, like it's money. Trying to stop eulogies. A eulogy is a sermon, a prayer, a speech that's said at someone's funeral. Someone died, you give a eulogy. He's trying to stop that. He wants less people dead. He wants less people dead. He wants less gang banging in the street. I know I just referred to gang banging in the most white suburban voice I possibly could muster, but it's true. These inner cities, they could get pretty violent. They could get pretty dangerous. They can, the gangs in them can really be harmful and dangerous places for the youth of our society. And Tobe Ningwe is trying to say that the music on the radio, the popular music, which glorify gang life and murdering and guns and all of this other stuff, is leading to more deaths. He's saying that the promotion of these ideals and glorification and idolization of these lives are putting people into the coffin or killing people. And it's quite a tragedy. And I somewhat agree with him. I haven't seen any scientific evidence of it, but I don't think there is any scientific evidence of it currently. But I could see it too. I think there's a lot of psychological influence from music. And I'm all for his battle to try to wean people into a different state. So, in hopes to slow the rate of eulogies, hell, I wish there were two of me. Because if there was two of him, then he could do twice as much work to try to influence society, to wean them off of this gangbanger music and into the more positive stuff to grow as a society. Truthfully, every label needs some scrutiny, and that's just pure facts. A label, a record label, they're the people who put these artists out in front of everyone, right? You have this rapper, and the label is the one who gets them, helps gets them concerts, helps promote their music, helps put them on the radio, helps sell their records, et cetera, et cetera. So the labels that are pushing out these whack rappers that keep talking about bad things like killing people, they need to receive some scrutiny for promoting violence and drug use and stuff like that. Because musically, they foolishly push buffoonery into the schools and we let them. Because musically, they push buffoonery. So he's saying the labels are pushing buffoonery, silly shit, bad shit into the schools, into the children. He's saying that this rap music is making its way and influencing the children, and we're letting them do that. Yeah, I think you get the point. This isn't a new topic per se. I think this has been a very classic topic, especially amongst white moms in the suburbs. I think a lot of white moms are like, oh, rap is so bad. It talks about the bitches and the hoes and the guns and the jewelry. I don't let my kids listen to that. Like, that's a very common sentiment. And part of me says they're fucking stupid and really dumb and terrible and racist. And also part of me somewhat tinily agrees with them. Very marginally. Very, very marginally. I accept their understanding of psychological influence of music, but I think they're also just stupid racist when they say stuff like that, because it's totally ignorant and very vile. But anyways, enough of that rant. Holy shit, that was some good music. That was some very good bars. I did an incredible job sourcing the best bars for you guys, as always. It's what you guys deserve. So that was a lot. This was a long episode. I'm actually exhausted right now. So I'm going to stop and then I'm going to have to edit the video with all the sick audio engineering tips and tricks that I've been learning and practicing over the last few months that I was bragging about in the beginning. Please reach out on social, follow, support in any way. If you like any of the music, be a fan of them, right? I'm nothing without these rappers. This podcast wouldn't exist without incredible talent like that. So go listen to them, buy their albums, support them. If you're not going to follow me on Facebook, follow them at least and support their content. Share it with a friend. If something I said in here was really cool, if it really influenced you or really got you thinking, maybe your friend might also be really, really influenced and impressed or entertained by this podcast or the music, right? You find some great songs from this, share it with your friends. You know what they listen to. Or maybe they should experiment around. Maybe you have those friends who are like, I don't listen to rap. I only listen to music that's cerebral and intelligent. I listen to classical music. I listen to jazz. I don't listen to rap. That's filthy urban people music. I'm an intellectual. Yeah, well, one, there's always those people, so I don't know. You could try to avoid them in society, but you won't always. And they could be okay people. They probably just have some problems of their own. But again, I was talking about ASM. They bring orchestras in. They have jazz in their mixes. They could be a great introduction for rap for someone who's very big on that kind of stuff. Give it to them. Again, this is Lyrics Unwrapped, the podcast which analytically breaks down the best rap lyrics of all time. I'm your host, Chandler So. Thank you so much for staying with me and have a wonderful week until the next episode comes out very soon. I promise I'm going to work on it again. Later.